The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Habayim. Today we're going to be finishing Simon Memvav, the halachas of prohibited foods. Let's see halacha lamed aleph. Be'eros, if there's a well, unaharos, or rivers, shemuchzakim, that they are established, they have a concern in them, shigesh b'memeyam toloyim, that the water has worms in them. It's established that these wells or rivers have worms inside the water. Also lishtosim, it's forbidden to drink that water. Until they strain the water from the worms, it's forbidden to eat toloim, to eat worms, or insects that grow in water or on the ground, or insects that fly. All these types of insects and worms are forbidden. So therefore, the worms that grow in the water are forbidden to eat until the water is strained. Vafilu b'diyavad, even after the fact, in bishal ba'osun mayim, if someone cooked in that water, if he used that water to cook some other food, yesh lasor, you should forbid that food because the worms in the water will get into the food. V'chein also lishvus b'mayim zeh basar, it's also forbidden to soak meat in such water. Ol lahadiach b'hem devar ma'achol, or to rinse off some food with this water that has worms in it. Because these worms will attach themselves to the food, and therefore one may not soak food in it or wash food in such water that has worms inside of it. Let's see halacha lamed beis. When one strains such water, one must be careful. One must strain it using a fabric strainer, in such a way that the water will get through with the worms remaining above. Shlo yihyeh be'afshari, that it won't be possible, lava, that you could get through, afilu tola daksha bedakin, even an extremely fine, extremely small worm will not get through. If one uses a fabric strainer, then the water will get through, the worms will stay above. If he uses a strainer with bigger holes, then the worms will get through. Therefore, he has to use a cloth or fabric strainer to get the water through, and the worms will stay above. Let's see, Allah lamed gimel. Chometz shehisliya, if one had vinegar that became wormy, that worms hatched inside of it. Asur ayidei sinan, that's forbidden even through straining. The Kitzur explains, ki afilo tola daksha bedakin, because even the smallest type of a worm, shnishava b'chometz, that comes about inside vinegar, over derech kol mapa, that will pass through any fabric strainer, that the worms inside vinegar are extremely fine, they will even get through a fabric strainer. V'asinan gerui gare, in a certain sense, the straining makes it worse halachically. V'yosatov shalolos hanado, he would have been better off not straining it. Why? Kiatola hamishave b'mashkin shebekelim, because worms that form in liquids inside a vessel, eno nesar, that's not forbidden, kolzman shelopirish, as long as it hasn't left the vessel. As opposed to in halacha lamed aleph, the worms that form in rivers or wells are forbidden even if they haven't left that water. However, if the worms formed in a vessel inside water that was already removed from the river or the well, then the worms only become forbidden, they only become ulcer if they actually crawl out of the water, outside that water. So the Kitzur is explaining why using a strainer makes it halachically worse. Again, because a worm that forms in liquids, inside a utensil. Eino nes, it's not forbidden kol zman shelo pirish, as long as it hasn't left that vessel. Va'yidei sinun ikal amechash, when one is straining it, there's a concern. Shema yifrosh al hamisanenes, maybe it will crawl onto the strainer. Va'achar kach yachzor, then it will go back. That by straining it, that's in a certain sense called pirish, it's considered to be have left the water, because when it's straining it, it leaves the water onto the strainer, then it goes back from the strainer into the water. So straining it makes it halachically worse, because it makes that now the worms are considered to be pirish, they have left the water and come back, which now they become forbidden. The kitzur continues, v'hamufchor, the best thing would be lahartiach tchila es hachometz, to first boil up the vinegar, ulasanano achakach, and then to strain the vinegar afterwards. Dmeachar shatola meis aydei rasicha, because since the worms die through the boiling up, the boiling of the vinegar will kill the worms. Shuv lo yavor besinon, it will not pass through a strainer anymore. Therefore, the kitzur is saying, if one wants to eat such vinegar that had infestation of worms, one should boil it up. That will kill the worms. Once they're dead, they will not be able to pass through the strainer anymore. Then one can strain it after he boiled up the vinegar. I just wanted to mention, in terms of the halacha that we just discussed about worms in the water, that just like in this halacha, if the worms formed in the vinegar or the water after it was removed from its source, from the river or the well, it's only forbidden if it's pirish, if it left the water. The same would apply to standing water. If one had a bore, one had a pit of water that wasn't flowing, such worms are not forbidden until they're pirish, until they leave the water. But if the water is flowing, like we discussed in Halacha Lamed Aleph, it's a river or a well, then the worms are forbidden, even if they're not pirish, even without leaving the water, just being in the water, such worms are forbidden. That's the distinction in halacha between flowing water, the worms are automatically forbidden, as opposed to standing water, or water that was removed from the source and the worms formed when it was in the vessel, that's only forbidden. It's only also when it's pirish, when it left the water. Let's see halacha lamedalid. Tolom hagdelim beperos, worms that grow in fruits ba'odim b'machuber, when they're still attached to the tree, asur, and they're forbidden. Apapishu lepirishu mimakum lemakum, even though they haven't left their place, similar to what we discussed in halacha lamed aleph, worms that form in flowing water are forbidden even without leaving that water. Also, worms that form on a tree when they're still attached, when they're in the fruit still attached to the tree. They're forbidden even though they haven't left the fruit. That's considered sheretz ha-sheretz ala aretz, an insect that crawls on the ground. As long as they're inside the tree, they're inside the fruit which is attached to the tree, they're automatically forbidden. Because it continues, v'lefamim nitzah b'peiri, sometimes it's found inside a fruit, v'chen b'pulin, and also in different types of beans, v'kitniyos, types of legumes, k'min nekuda shechara, like a black dot, that's the place where the worm starts forming, it starts to develop from that black dot into a full-sized worm. You have to take it from there as deep as you can find some blackness from that worm. That black dot is forbidden like the worm itself, because it's a developing worm, that black dot inside the fruit. Let's say Allah Lamed Hey, kol peri, any fruit, shadarko lahasliya ba'odo mechubar, it normally has infestation of worms when the fruit is still attached to the tree. Im avru olav yudbis chodesh mishinitlash, if 12 months have passed from the time the fruit has been plucked, mutter, it's permitted. Ki kol briya she'en ba'etzem, because any creature which doesn't have bones, it doesn't have a bone structure, it cannot live more than 12 months. It has become now like dust. So therefore, if the worms had formed when the fruit was still attached to the tree, Any worms that formed when it was attached to the tree have now become like offer. They've become like dust of the earth. And therefore they're permitted if they formed when the fruit was still attached to the tree. The Kitzur continues, Umushim chashashem ehesliu betalish. But what about the concern? Maybe it became infested after the fruit was plucked. Maybe in the past 12 months, even though these worms could not have formed when the fruit was attached to the tree, because any worms that formed when the fruit was attached have now become like offer, become like dust because 12 months have passed. But maybe there's a concern that these worms formed after the fruit was plucked and they're still alive. Again, mishum chashashim ehesliu betalosh, because the concern may be the worms formed after the fruit was plucked. So the Kitzur will describe a procedure to make sure they're not pirish, that they should not leave the fruit. If they don't leave the fruit and they're still inside the fruit, because they formed after the fruit was plucked, they will be permitted. They will be permitted then. Again, if the worms formed in the fruit when it was still attached to the tree, they will be automatically prohibited. But if they formed after it was plucked, they will only be prohibited if they leave the fruit. So the Kitzur will describe how to prevent them from leaving. Because of the concern, maybe it was infested after it was plucked. One has to check them. He has to discard any worms. Vayavchushin is the gnats. Shnimsu bachutz, anything found outside the fruit. Va'acharkach yitnim l'mayim tzoninim, then you should put it in cold water. The arvan yafe, you should mix up the water, you should agitate the water. V'yalu hatoloim v'amnukavim l'mala, any fruit which is wormy and has been pierced, there's a hole made in it by a worm, it will float up. Those will be more hollow, those will float to the top of the water. V'yashlichim, you should throw those out. You should discard any fruits that are hollow. There's a concern that they are wormy. You should discard all those fruits that float. V'acharkach yitnim b'mayim rosch, and then you should put it in hot water. You should boil it in hot water. Shem nishar botolas, because then if there's still a worm inside of it, yomas miyad v'lo yifrosh, then it will die inside the fruit, and it won't leave it. Ve'en lismach al ze rak b'kitnios v'adalshim v'kadome. One should not rely on this method except for by things like legumes or beans and similar fruits. What the Kitzur means by that is fruits or vegetables that have no pit, that there's no pit inside of them. Then they can't be pirish, they can't leave the fruit onto the pit. They would just stay inside the bean or the legume or whatever fruit that doesn't have, if it doesn't have a pit, then there's nowhere for the worm to leave. It will just stay inside the produce. Again, ve'en lismach azeh rak b'kitnios v'adashim b'kedom. One can only rely on this by legumes or beans with similar produce that doesn't have a pit. V'davka la'achar yud b'skalish, only after 12 months, again, because if it's still within 12 months, they might have formed when it was still attached to the ground or to the tree. Only after 12 months, then anything that formed when it was attached to the tree is now dead. Anything that formed afterwards will only be forbidden if it was pirish. Anything that formed after it was plucked from the tree will only be forbidden if it's pirish, if it left. And by doing this procedure of taking out the wormy ones, by putting in the cold water, then boiling it in the hot water, that will ensure that all the worms will stay inside the fruit or the produce and they will not leave. Let's see halacha lamed vav. Kalaperus shetzvichen bedika. Any fruits that need to be checked. Tzorach leftach kol echad ve'echad. One has to open up each individual one. Ulahashluch esagarinen. He has to discard the pits. Leman yuchal lebadkan yafe yafe. In order he should be able to check it well, he should discard the pit and open up the fruit. Utzvichin lizar b'zeh ma'od. One must be very careful to check the fruit properly. Kishmerachin peros b'dvash b'tzucker. When one makes preserves of fruit with honey or sugar. V'chen kishosin lefkar. When they make this jam, they have to check each fruit. It's not enough just to check some of them to see that if there's no infestation in some of them, that doesn't prove that the other ones are not infested. Even if you checked out the majority of the fruits, that would still not help. One has to check each and every individual fruit to make sure that there's no infestation in any of them. One cannot rely even on checking the majority of them. Let's see Allah Lamed Zayin. Lefomim nimso bekemach bekiyotzi bo toloim gedolim. Sometimes it's found in flour and similar products. You'll find big worms. V'sagi kishmenafa oso benafe. It's enough to sift it with a sifter. She'in ha-toloim ovrim. Because the worms, if they're big, they will not go through the sifter. So you sift the flour, then it'll be clean of worms. Aval imnimtsabo milbin, if you find these milbin, which is like a mite, an extremely small insect, lamahani anofe, then sifting won't help because the mites will get through the sifter. It continues, umishiyeshlo chitin metula, and if someone has wheat, before it was made into flour, if someone has wheat, which is wormy, that has worms inside the wheat, he should ask a competent halachic authority how to grind it, because there's different possibilities in halacha. Do we say that through grinding it, any worms become bottled, they become nullified inside the flour? Maybe we don't say that. Someone has to ask, a shayla has to ask halachic authority what to do with wheat before it's grinded to flour if it has worms. Let's see, halacha lamed ches. Anything which has been infested with worms, it's something which is not normally checked from worms. One is not accustomed to checking such a thing from worms. Also, one may not sell it even to a Gentile. When there's a concern, maybe he will go and sell it again to another Jew. If this is a fruit which is normally not doesn't have infestation, normally does not have any worms inside of it, and this person happened to find worms, there's a concern if he sells it to a non-Jew, he would resell it to a Jew who would be unsuspecting of the fact that it has worms. One is allowed to make whiskey out of infested produce that will not have any infestation inside the alcoholic beverage, the whiskey that he makes from the produce. We're not concerned, maybe some mishap will come to eat it in the meantime. If he leaves this fruit or produce for the sake of making whiskey, we're not concerned in the meantime someone would eat it in this state. However, he shouldn't leave it a long time. He should be careful not to leave it for a long time. Then we can assume that all the worms will stay inside the fruit. They will not get inside the whiskey that he makes from it. And therefore, that would be a permitted use of these fruits to make it into some sort of yayin sarf, like an alcoholic beverage. That will not have any concern of an infestation as long as he makes sure to do it in the short time that no one should come and eat that fruit in the meantime. Let's see Allah Halamites. Habi mini yarakos chimuchsok and betoloim. There are many types of vegetables that we assume they would have infestation of worms. Viyeshimuchzok and bimbilbin. Some of them are infested with mites. Omash anoshim omros chimahavavin a seyarak be'esh. That which certain women say that we can char this vegetable in fire, by charring it, that will remove the worms. That does not work. It doesn't help to char it. You have to actually check them. There are certain types of fruits and vegetables. They're so established to have worms. They're so infested with worms. to the point it's almost impossible to check them. If certain types of fruits and vegetables are so infested, even by checking them, it's almost impossible to get out all the wormy ones. It's appropriate for someone who has fear of heaven, someone who is a Yari Shemayim, who should not eat such produce, fruits and vegetables that are extremely infested, they can't be checked properly, he should not eat it at all. The certain types of fruits that the pits are assumed to have worms. Will be forbidden to eat fruits that have infestation in the pits because those pits have toloim and they can't be properly checked. The Kitzur is saying if one is not able to properly check the seeds of certain produce which is infested, it's forbidden to eat it because of the concern of an insect embedded inside the pit. Let's see halacha mem. Be'agozim, in certain nuts, shchichim ma'ot toloim ketanim, it's common to have small worms. V'amivchon lozeh, the way to test it out if these nuts have worms, kishelochen es ha'ochem utoch ha'klipa, when they remove the food from the shell of the nut, umaken b'klipa al'eza mokom cham k'tzas, and they hit the shell against an area which is somewhat warm. There's some heat on that area that they hit the shell against. Yotzen ha'toloim shenisharu b'toch ha'klipa, the worms that remained inside the shell will now emerge from the shell. One must be very careful about these nuts to check them properly. If they can't be checked, one should not eat them. Let's see halacha mem aleph. L'famim ninsa b'peiros merukachim b'dvash b'sukkar. Sometimes you'll find fruit which is preserved with honey or sugar. Shigesh l'mala soviv akli, that above, around the top of the vessel holding the fruit preserves, you'll find milbin, you'll find these mites, that the mites form on the top of the keli, the top of the vessel. Yinaku oso heitev, they should clean out the mites from the top of the vessel. Vikhuksas gamin amaychol, they should also take out some of the food. Adshei barushol nishar b'tocha maychol, until it's clear that there's no remaining mites inside the food, take out enough of the fruit preserves from the layer that has mites, and then you go deep enough into it that there's no mites in the layers, in the lower layers, and then you can eat the rest. Let's see membeis. Chotach peri otznon b'sakin, someone cut a fruit or a radish with a knife. V'chotach gamatolas shahisabohem, and through cutting the fruit or the radish, for example, he cut the worm that was inside of them. He cut through a worm when he was cutting produce. How does he clean the knife? Yikaneach es hasakin heitiv, he has to wipe up the knife well. He has to clean it carefully by wiping it off until there's no residue. V'gamin atznono o'aperi, also from that radish or that fruit. Yuklof k'tzas b'mokom achatach, he should take off a peel. At the place that he cut it, he should take off kidei klipa, the size of a thin peel, on the area surrounding the cut, and then the rest is permitted. The rest of it is permitted, is mutter, if he takes off a klipa the size of a peel by the area of the cut. Let's see mem gimel. Betoch hadogim, inside fish, nimtzu lefomim toloim b'moach. Sometimes you will find worms inside the brain of the fish, obekavid, or in the liver, obimeayim, or in the intestines, obiper, or the mouth of the fish, obaznayim, or around the ears, obifrat bedog hanikra hecht, especially by this fish he's referring to, some understand that fish to be pike, especially by this fish, yeshbo toloim dakin baruchim, it has thin worms that are long, obimokam ashchiach tzvichin bedika, if it's common to find these worms, they have to be checked from this infestation. V'chein herring, also herring shchiach b'toch ha'cholav, it's common to find inside literally the milk. Apparently there's a milky liquid inside the herring. And you'll find inside that liquid, toloim dakim, you'll find thin worms. U'tzvichim b'dika, they have to be checked out. These fish have to be checked from their worms. V'yish mekomos, there are certain places, sheish al hadagami bachut, you'll find on the outside of the fish, etz al hasnapirin, next to the fins, v'gam al hasnapirin, you'll find on top of the fins, u'betol chapeh, and inside the mouth of the fish, v'chayo haznayim, and behind the ears, shrotzim kitanim ma'od, you'll find very small insects, v'imagulim ka'adasha, they're round like a lentil, u'tzrichon livdok sham, they have to be checked out in these areas that they might find infestation. But the garu and hetiv, they have to be scraped down well until there's no remnant left of these worms around those areas of the fish. Let's see, Allah ha-mem dalid. Toloim ha-mnitzoim b'gavina, worms that are found inside cheese. Em enam nemasim alav, if it's not disgusting to him to eat those worms, mutar, and they are permitted. Kol zman shlo pirshu l'gamri, as long as they haven't left completely from the cheese. The halacha the kitzur is saying is the following. That which worms are prohibited is either something that grows, the worms that grow in the water, like we talked about the worms in rivers or wells, also worms that grow on produce, if it grows on a fruit which is still attached to the tree, it's automatically prohibited. If it grows on produce like fruits and vegetables, once it's cut off from the tree, if it grows after it was cut off, it's prohibited if it's pirish, if it leaves. But if the worms form on something which is not a fruit, not a vegetable, it doesn't grow in the water, it's some other item, let's say, for example, the cheese formed from any milk product that you made cheese out of. So that's it's not produce, not a fruit or a vegetable. It didn't form in water. It doesn't fall into any of the categories we talked about earlier. And therefore, those worms inside the cheese are permitted, as long as it's not pure shulagami, as long as they haven't totally left the cheese. The way that's defined in halacha by the shach, the opinion of the authority, the halachic authority of the shach, is that these worms, when they're on the cheese, they're permitted. Even if they're inside the dish, the cheese is served and it's also permitted. It's also mutter. Once it leaves onto the table, there's an issue of maris ayin. It looks like a worm which is prohibited, and therefore one shouldn't eat it once it leaves onto the table. There is an opinion in halacha that's a little bit more strict that says that even though one is allowed to eat the worms on the cheese, but once they leave onto the plate, once they go onto the plate that they're in, they're prohibited. So that's a discussion. Are the worms permitted always? And the only prohibition of eating these worms if they're on the table because of maris ayin, because of the way, because it looks like prohibited worms when they're on the table, but as long as inside the dish, the shach's opinion, they are permitted. It was mutter. And again, this other more stringent opinion says that once it leaves the cheese onto the bowl, they're prohibited from the Torah law. It's just worth noting that this halacha about worms on cheese is what the kitzur was referring to at the beginning of this discussion in terms of waiting after hard cheese. He described in halacha yud aleph givina matulas, a wormy cheese. He's referring to this halacha that a wormy cheese, the worms are permitted. Again, according to the shach, they're permitted to eat those worms as long as it's in the bowl. It's only when it leaves onto the table then it becomes prohibited because of maris ayin, because it looks like prohibited worms. According to Bi Chadash, according to the more stringent opinion, that the opinion of the Pri Chadash, he would forbid them once they leave the cheese onto the bowl. Let's see halacha mimhei. Harbe asharos sesira haTorah b'shiratzim. There's many prohibitions the Torah warned about eating shiratzim, about eating insects. V'over naleyan v'kam alavin. One will transgress as many lavin, many prohibitions of the Torah by eating shiratzim, by eating insects, or worms, all these items that we're discussing here. Umetaminas hanefesh, they defile a person's soul, kidosiv v'netmeisem bam. Like the Torah says in the Pasuk, a person becomes defiled by eating these types of foods. V'lachin torach adam lizor b'ma'od ma'od shal yukashal b'hem. Therefore, a person must be very careful not to be nechshal, not to transgress any of the halachos of eating these insects. The Gemara in Maseches Makos, Tractate Makos, says Zayin Amabey, says if one eats a worm that forms in the water, he transgresses four lavin, four prohibitions. If he eats a worm that forms on the ground, he transgresses five. If he eats something that flies, like a fly or one of the flying insects, he transgresses six lavin, and therefore one must be very careful about these halachos. Let's see halacha mem vav. Hashal lemora hara is a she'ela. Someone asked, someone competent to decide areas of halacha, some question in halacha, va'asra, and he forbade that item. Also lalushal od lemora hara acher. He may not ask another halachic authority again the same question. Unless he notifies the second one that the first authority already gave the psak, gave the decision that it was also it was forbidden. If he notifies the second authority that the first one was already machmir, then the second one can deliberate the question. Whether he's allowed to overturn the ruling of the first one is not clear. It's a discussion in halacha. It might depend on how clear. Was there a clear mistake on the mistake of the first one? Was it something which is more a gray area, which has different opinions? Then it's not so clear he can overturn the ruling. Sometimes he can go discuss it with the first posik, the first halachic authority, and maybe he could get him to change his mind. The person is allowed to ask the second halachic authority if he tells him that you should know I asked someone else already. Whether the second authority can overrule the first ruling is, depends on many different halachic factors. In terms of the halachos of toloim, of infestation, there's two articles on the website of Kitzur 365. There's an article about infestation in produce, and also an article about worms and fish.